or if you read the very first word in this, in the translation, it starts with the word all. All this is for habitation by the Lord. Whatever is individual universe or movement in the universal motion. Now the word all is very important. It says, you normally do not enjoy anything because you are only trying to catch this or that, but not all. The object of enjoyment is not this or that, which you normally do. Oh, I like this flower, I pluck it. Ultimately, I don't enjoy, I don't really possess it. It escapes like catching water. You try to catch water in your hands, it slips away. You cannot catch it. Other things don't look like that. They look as more stable, as if you are possessed. After some time, it withers away. The flower is no more as you thought of it. All things ultimately pass away. It is all in motion. You do not really feel the possession, the enjoyment, real enjoyment. And such an enjoyment that it is satisfying. Full stop, period. Nothing more to be done. And it will remain continuously so. So it says, if you read my first statement, you will find the real meaning of the second statement. I am saying you should enjoy all. Not merely this or that, it's a very poor thing to enjoy this or that. All is to be enjoyed, all. So as long as you are trying to enjoy this or that, you won't really enjoy. It is only when you try to enjoy all that you will really enjoy. And you should actually enjoy all. And you should strive to enjoy all. But for doing that, what should you do? You should denounce your trying to enjoy this or that. Renounce it. You are busy with grasping this or that. That you renounce. Give up. Don't try to grasp this or that. Try to grasp all. That you can grasp all only when you give up this or that. Therefore renounce. The secret of enjoyment is renunciation of this or that and an effort to grasp all, to take all, which is a very difficult thing.
Can't I find all in this or that?
You can if you do that. That will be wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then you are not grasping this. You are grasping all in that. That is the condition. It is only when you have given up this into the all that you actually enjoy all. So, it is the important point is enjoyment. You grasp all, try to grasp all. And when you do that, you really enjoy. Now, if you want to do that, to start with, it gives a further trick, device. What you think belongs to another, at least that much you try to give up. That which belongs to somebody else, you try to give up. Renounce. If you can't renounce everything at one stretch, renounce only this much. That you think it belongs to somebody else, you give up. And then there will be another thing which will happen. As soon as you ask a question, does it belong to me or to somebody else? You'll find that nothing belongs to you. You will find that nothing really belongs to you. Because all this is for habitation by the Lord, not by you. All this belongs to the Lord Himself. So if I say, oh, this is mine, you are wrong. See, it gives you a trick, but it's a very trick which is very tricky. As soon as you enter into it, you find everything is lost. Ultimately, you are bound to give up everything because nothing really belongs to you. You start by saying, I give up something that does not really belong to me. Start with that statement. And then you go into ontology. You start with ordinary statements. You start with physics and you go into metaphysics. And ultimately when you go into ontology, you find really everything belongs to the Lord, not to me. So if you give up all, then you gain all. You enjoy all, because then you become like the Lord Himself. As the Lord enjoys all, even you find yourself that you do not belong to yourself. And this is a great experience you get. Even you do not belong to yourself. You think that you belong to yourself, but no. In every experience of love, the lover says, I belong to you, not to me. This is the speciality of all love experience. I do not belong to myself, I belong to you. So you do not belong to yourself. In a deeper experience, you always find that what I think is myself is not myself. What I think is mine is not mine. In other words, it takes you to what is called universal consciousness. You are relieved of your egoistic stress. Your small little thing, mine, thine, possession, losing, joy, sorrow, all these ripples of life are transcended. You live in the universality, you live in all. By living in all, you enjoy all. These are the two sentences which are the most important sentence in the whole Upanishad actually. Therefore I took so much of time with these two statements. If you understand truly these two statements, the first ontological statement and the second axiological statement, the ontological statement takes you away from appearances and gives you the idea as to what is really real, what is ultimately real. And once you know what is ultimately real, then you can find out what is the ideal way of living. My ought should result from ontology. My axiology should result from ontology. If I know what is ultimately real, then I know what I ought to do, what I must be. If I am really God, and I don't see that I am God, then I ought to be God. If I am really, if ontologically I am God, and I don't see that I am God, then I ought to be God. Axiology should start, and once I know how to be God, I can become God. How do you become God? When you give up this position or that position, this is mine and this is thine, when you renounce all, everything, then you become all. And you really, because you are all actually, you are truly all. I think we shall stop here today. All right, 12 o'clock already.